friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. So happy to have you here. I am Kendall.
And I am Janelle. Thank you for joining us for another week.
Yep, another week.
We never know how to start these. We're always like,
I know.
Why are we so awkward for the first 15 seconds?
What episode number are we on? We're still struggling.
85.
Okay.
85.
We really got to get it together with our intro. Everyone's like,
And welcome
so
back.
So happy to have
you
people here.
Thank you for listening to
anyway,
us.
Anyway, today's going to be a really fun episode. Yeah. We are doing some trendy shit today.
We are on trend, motherfuckers.
That's right. We're doing some TikTok trends.
That's right, baby. There's many of taste testing trends going around right now.
Yes, we're going to be playing the big taste testing game, which I looked for like an official name for it.
Is there?
Sounds like it was just guess the drink game.
Wow. That's fucking stupid as hell. There needs to be a better name.
Yeah. So we're going to be trying like kind of blind trying five different drinks each.
And they may not be. Yeah, exactly. That term is used.
Who knows?
Very used
loosely. Who knows? Whatever Curly picked.
Okay. I got some things on my sleeve.
We
of
like
course you do.
Put it in a box and then slurp. Hey, why is that?
Put it in a box and slurp. That's how it goes.
And then like put the straw in the box so we can't see what we're having. We just suck it up and try and figure out what the hell we're tasting.
Yep. And in the spirit of tasting disgusting things, we also wanted to do this TikTok trend. We're going to start today off with a bang.
We're doing some healthy Coke.
Yeah, healthy Coke. Okay. This is so weird. So this all started with one person who said their Pilates teacher told them that they make a healthy Coke with any flavor of sparkling water and balsamic vinegar. And of course, this sounds like bullshit and it looks like bullshit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one person try this and actually think it tastes like Coke.
I've seen a few people on TikTok be like, wow, this is pretty convincing. This is really good, you guys. But I'm like, I think you're just fucking trolling. There's no, it's disgusting. I've already tried it. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. You tried it on TikTok.
Yeah. I fucking did like, I don't know, 6 days ago or something. I really wanted to try it. But I'm going to try it again because I was using Spindrift and I feel like everyone uses LaCroix or LaCroix.
Okay. So, and we're using LaCroix
beach,
today.
What is it? Beach plum?
Beach plum.
It's the best flavor.
Is it?
I think so.
What's a beach plum?
To smell.
Are there plums at the beach?
Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, a beach plum. I thought you said plum.
Beach plum.
Maybe that means it's like, but then what the hell? That kind of looks like a peach on here.
Yeah, it does.
Are you sure it says beach?
Yeah.
Beach.
Beach plum. So,
anyways,
it's time to try. Let's just start the day off here, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
If this is a healthy Coke. I think you start with
vinegar first. And Sid and Carly, you're going to try it too.
So, you use like a decent amount of this, right?
Yeah.
Ew.
I would say it's probably enough to start with.
Okay.
We need some bread to dip that in.
All right, let's have an ASMR moment.
ASMR
moment.
Oh.
Good stuff.
Now I just really want some nice bread with balsamic vinegar and oil. Oh, so delicious.
I had that this weekend. We went to Maggiano's this weekend.
Ooh.
Dude, it's so good.
Their bread is good.
It is. It's very good.
Let me give you the balsamic vinegar, ladies.
Listen to this, guys. I'll do some ASMR here for you while we wait.
Ooh,
that sounds crisp. And you know what else we found sounds really good? Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Real good.
You want a new straw?
Oh,
so good.
Sounds amazing.
It's like a nice neck crack.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm really into on TikTok?
What?
The chiropractors that hook up microphones to their clients and then they like crack the shit out of their back so you can hear it like crazy.
That's wild.
I was talking to a chiropractor about it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He was not impressed.
I was going to say our chiropractor would not approve
of
that.
And then I've always wanted to crack my ears because like I see people who can crack their ears pulling down. So then I told him about it, and he was like, yeah, you're not actually cracking ears. You're just, like, popping the cartilage for a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you do it to me? And he was like, no. He's like, I will not. He's like, I do not do that. And I was like, oh, okay.
He does not waste his time with any bullshit to, like,
I, like, try and joke with him, and he's like, the fuck?
We have a serious chiropractor.
He is serious.
He's actually a doctor. He went through a lot of years of schooling. He's a Gonstead chiropractor. It's a whole different thing.
Honestly, he's low-key a miracle worker.
Dude, he like changed my life. So
he's changed my life too.
Totally.
Oh, so you are? Because I know for a while you were skeptical.
I was. I am 100% on board.
He knows what's up.
People in my life have also commented on like my improvement. So I'm like,
wow.
He really is working then. He's working some magic with those hands.
Josh too. Like migraines, digestive system.
he's
helped me in so many ways. I can't even tell you. Anyway, This isn't the promote Gonstead Chiropractic. Yes,
he'd be very proud, though. He'd be very happy. Honestly, he should fucking pay us to speak kindly about him.
We should send him this clip. He'd be into it. He always asks us how the session is going.
Yeah, he does. He's like, what do you guys talk about on there? I'm like, things that you would not be interested in, sir.
Things you think are stupid. But yeah, love him.
Shout out to him.
Okay. All right. Try this.
Are you ready?
Does everyone have their drinks? Should we try it first so we can have the camera on you guys after?
Oh, I'm going to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are only doing one over there?
You don't want to, like, lady in the trumpet?
No. I'm already, like, kind of getting nauseous because of the smell.
You guys have to lady in the trumpet.
Yeah, the fuck? Get another straw, Sid. Come on now.
She's, like, cooking.
If I throw up on you?
It's not, like, throw up-y. It's just not good. It's not like it's...
It looks very Coke-ish. I'm not going to lie. I mean,
well, yeah.
Look at that. It even's got, like, the kind of the red tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
This could be your new drink, dude. I don't know.
Also, maybe. Balsamic vinegar has lots of health benefits.
It does. Yeah. It's actually very good for you. I have seen some people have been using balsamic glaze and says it tastes a little better because that has like
sweet.
Kind of, yeah.
I almost got that, but I was like, I thought it was
vinegar. Yeah. Well, this is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. So we're trying to follow the trend to the T here. Okay.
Okay. Let's put cameras on Kendall and I first and we'll do it first.
Yes.
Get our reaction. Cheers.
Kind of smells Métis. Good, but not like Coke.
Okay.
Smells like beach plums.
Yeah, I was going to say it smells like plums.
Oh my God. Nothing about that is good.
Literally. That is so rank.
It's nothing about that is good. No.
Could you like sip on that?
I can almost see where this person is coming from. Like a tiny bit. I can see how
honestly,
a person who is very healthy would taste this and be like, yeah. And the rest of us are like, fuck no.
I feel like it's the same kind of person who drinks like apple cider vinegar for breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's very apple cider vinegary. Oh, that's what God. It reminds me of.
I hate that.
Poor Sydney. It's giving me like the chills.
I honestly think people are convinced or they convince themselves because of the color. Like I wonder if
it's like a mental
thing. Yeah, exactly. If we didn't know what color it was, then like, I feel like our brains are trying to convince us like, well, it looks like Coke and so it's bubbly and dark.
I mean, it tastes like a soda because it has carbonation, but it doesn't taste anything like Coca-Cola.
Honestly, this is better than the one that I did the other day with Spindrift.
Really?
Yeah.
Better with this?
Hmm. Yeah. I want to try this liqueur on its own.
Very deceiving. You could play a good prank on someone with this because it does look like Coke.
It does. It really does look like Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys try it.
Let's see.
Come on, Sid. Oh my God, I'm so scared.
I know, I'm scared.
Good thing you're not playing the game today.
Look at his face.
Oh. No.
What do you think, girls?
Oh, that aftertaste. It almost tastes like a date.
I knew she was sick.
So gross. Oh my God.
It almost tastes like the aftertaste is very like prune. Oh, I guess it is prunes, but it's very like date, like datey.
I think that's the LaCroix.
Oh, well, that's the like beach plum.
Vinegar.
Yeah. But it's, okay, honestly, though.
If you try the beach plum on its own, you can
it's pretty
really
good
pick
by itself.
I was going to say, honestly.
That's the only thing making this taste good.
I can see where they're coming from because it's, I want to go back for seconds, but.
Ooh, the baby just did some crazy kicking. She's like, what the fuck was
She's
that?
She's like, mother, that is nasty.
She's like, hell no.
Yeah, sorry, girlfriend. It's not good.
Why do I keep sipping it, though?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I mean.
I just like this. This is good.
I think it's the best LaCroix flavor they've ever come out with.
The thing that
peach plum, baby.
The thing that makes it semi resemble Coke is like it gives you know how Coke kind of has that like spice almost at the end. It kind of has that like intense like at the
like
end.
It's like a soda. Like any soda would have that kind of like
spiciness. I guess.
Yeah. I guess it's not Coke. Though.
I would not fucking drink that and like sip on that leisurely.
Major
hell
fail
to the no.
Major fail.
Yeah.
Get that shit away.
Okay. Well, nice one.
Disgusting.
I loved your vlog and your burp in your recent vlog.
Oh, thank you.
It was impressive.
Very memorable.
Yeah, totally.
God. You know what else was memorable? My party yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah. You guys, my family threw John and I a surprise engagement party yesterday, and it was so awesome.
Family and Sydney.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like family meaning like my home. Yeah. Sydney's part of my family.
Homies.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it was so fucking cute. It was beach themed.
Yep.
And Kendall made this sick cake or decorated this sick cake.
I was proud of the cake.
And oh my God, there were so many cute decorations and cute pictures of us. And Sydney took all this time to like find pictures and crop them correctly. And it was so sweet. And I was so surprised. You guys like got all of our like friends there and people like that you guys don't even know and stuff. So how did you contact them? Like through Instagram?
Yep.
DMs. Like, oh, who's this blue check sliding into my
DMs and Twitter too.
Really?
Yeah. Some people are on Twitter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Aww. It was really fun.
It was so awesome.
It was cool. I got to meet a bunch of your other friends I hadn't met before. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess really just one of yours, but a bunch of John's friends. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great. I felt so loved.
But holy shit, I cannot handle surprises.
No. I was so
a
nervous.
Fucking wreck yesterday.
Yeah, seriously.
I had no inkling that something was going on, and I'm with you guys.
Really?
Like every day. None.
So Friday, this was Sunday night, okay? Friday, Sydney and I were in my office and I was reading out loud a text from her dad about like food or something or seating or something like that. And Janelle came up like a mouse out of nowhere.
I couldn't
hear
you.
Really?
Yeah.
Normally I can hear your
she just like all of a sudden appeared in the doorway and we just like looked at her and then we were like trying to make it casual and like change the subject and pretend we were talking about something else. And then we both felt guilty all week as we're like, she probably thought we were talking shit about her.
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't even remember.
It really
that
went
happening.
Over your head.
I don't even remember going in there and that happening at all.
Man, that surprise party game is a stressful situation. I'm not good at it. And then coming up with the plan of like how we get you there.
Yeah.
And then your dad wanted me to be the one to drive you so that I can go in a certain direction, which didn't fucking work. But that was the whole plan since like April is, you know, I got to figure out a way to get Janelle there. So I had to get her like a decoy gift and tell her I have to give it to her at her house and then pick her up.
I'm like, which used to make sense because we lived closer together, but since you moved, like, we don't live, like, it's not on the way necessarily.
We forgot we were going to be moving. I told your dad way long ago, I was like, yeah, I live across the street, so I'll just pick her up.
Because that used to be like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? But I wasn't going to fight. I was like, okay, if you want to come to my house that bad, sure. That's fine.
But then we drive them over there, and Josh went the wrong way into the neighborhood.
There's like two entrances.
Yeah, and we had this whole plan to go the opposite way, but he like got confused, and then he was trying to turn around, and Janelle was like, "No, no, don't go that way. Go this way.
Just keep going straight." And he was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I was like, "Okay."
It was so funny. And then our plan was to have everyone in the garage and tell them to close their eyes to see her dad's like new toy in the garage, his new cars.
My dad is not the type at all to like just buy a new toy. Like,
no.
And so I kept being like, what the hell is he? He was like, yeah, Books, you'll never guess what I did. You'll never guess. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude?
And he tells them to close their eyes and they didn't. No, so then I was like, close your eyes. And then I was like, why would I be like, close your eyes? So they saw everyone's feet as the garage slowly opened.
Fine. It was still a surprise.
Like, whose feet are those?
That was my fault. I looked under and then, I saw a ton of feet and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I was shook that there were that many people and like people who I haven't talked to in a while were there and it was so cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Like people from college I haven't seen in so long.
It was really, really awesome.
Great
time. So fun.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Huge success. You guys really killed it. Yeah, I got some good ass friends and family.
We like sent this text that like was invitation or whatnot.
Yeah.
So and I was just hoping that like no one would like show you or like somehow you would see it. Just like had all your photos on my like desktop. So I was like worried because like, you know, when like you like if you're coming to my office and like usually you'll see it on my other side of my desk. And so I'm like, oh, my God, what if I just like had the photo like up? You'd be like, what the hell are you doing with
all my photos?
Yeah, like old ones, too. Like I had some really old photos. Oh, actually, I was going to tell you. So I'll bring them tomorrow. This is you can. Random, but I had printed out extra ones just in case you like want them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you want to see the invitation?
Yeah,
it's really cute.
Sid, you showed it to me yesterday, right?
Someone
showed it to me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It's really cute.
Turned out good.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so fun.
I was so worried because you kept using my computer to edit vlogs on, and I was like, my messages are on there. Hopefully no one texts me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've been texting with your dad and mom. Like, we've had a group chat with all of us for a while. But
no,
we pulled it off.
I did not.
By the skin of our teeth.
Is that what that's saying? A skin of your teeth?
I know. I've always, what the hell? There is no skin, right? Unless your gums is
skin.
What
the fuck?
I think it's like when you're, doesn't it mean like when you're biting something and it's like the skin on your teeth because it's so much, so little space?
I don't know. That phrase is very strange. That should be outlawed along with keep your eyes peeled. I hate that.
You gotta keep your eyes peeled.
I used to like cry when my mom would say that because she loved that. And I had to tell her to stop.
So you get like bad images?
Yeah. I was like, ah! So pale. I had this whole thing about eyes as a kid. And my sister used to taunt me at dinner and she would hold her fork next to her eye going, and I would like freak out.
That's demonic.
I've been having this really weird intrusive thought every time I'm like laying down. Ever since I got engaged and my face, I like have this weird intrusive thought of what would happen if I accidentally scraped my eye with my ring. It's really gross.
Oh, I've had that too.
But I'm like, what would that be like if I was just like, oh, my eyeball?
Not good. Not good. My whole eye thing started because when my sister was a baby, she scratched my mom's eye with her pinky nail. Like really bad. My mom had to wear a pirate patch for like a solid 2 weeks.
Pirate patch.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, my eye stuff is gross.
I got to keep baby's nails trimmed.
On your eyes.
I've got an little electric file. Got to bring it to the hospital because they can come out with sharp nails.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We should come out scratching you.
She could be.
She could be. They have to wear those little mitten things so they don't scratch themselves.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mittens are so cute.
Damn.
But yeah, it was a good night.
It was awesome.
So glad you had fun.
It was so, so fun. And yeah, I got some footage of it. So I'll go my vlog. Did you vlog it?
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, check that out.
Check them out.
But yeah, it was really, really nice.
It was. It was fun. I'm glad the surprise is over, though. I instantly felt so much better when once you knew.
And we all knew for a good, like, what, month or two in the office.
I'm shocked that no one fucking accidentally was like, yeah, at your party or something.
Like, oh, I reminded, like, everyone in the office. It's a surprise. It's a surprise. It means they
don't say anything. It was really funny, too, because, like, I forgot who else said, but, like, people weren't texting you, right, this weekend?
I just, I didn't hear from anyone, which normally I hear like from you or Sid. And I was just like, I didn't think anything of it really, but.
And I was like trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Same. When we were in the car though, you like said something weird to Josh and I was like, what are they talking? You're like,
I was trying to remind him which way to go and he went the wrong way anyway. I was trying to whisper it. Then you guys like stopped talking. You like totally heard it.
So
I
was
like,
then there was this point where you were like furiously texting someone and I was like, what the hell is going on? And so I was like telling you and then you just ignored me and then you're like, yeah. And I was like,
we were talking about that.
Okay. Like, I was like, something's up.
Before you guys got there, we were talking about that because we were like, well, like, because Kendall said you got really ready and looked really pretty.
Yeah.
And we're all like, she knows something's up. Like, she never gets this ready.
I was like, she looks great. She's on to us.
Like, seriously, I'd show up in a t-shirt and my hair in a bun. But I was like, just in case, because I did think it was a little weird that my dad wanted to get together with you in June.
Yeah, it was weird. It was super random.
Old, like, late Christmas. And I was like, I know. It's a little weird.
It's like, she's going to think that's weird.
Yeah. So whatever. I was like, let me go ahead and put on a cute outfit just in case.
I think your mom had an outfit there for you.
Just in case.
Just
she
in
did.
Case. Hell
yeah. And I brought like a bunch of makeup just in case.
Yeah, my mom was just like, I was telling people, I'm like, who knows? She could show up in Birkenstocks and socks with a giant dead shirt on. I was like, yep.
That's what I kind of was thinking. Well, you looked great.
Thanks.
Looked beautiful.
It was so fun.
It was awesome.
You did like match the theme of it too.
I know.
You're pretty on brand.
Really?
Pretty
beachy. Yeah. I guess that's true. It was a little summery outfit.
That's right. Well, speaking of surprises.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Sam Asghari has made a surprise visit to Britney Spears' wedding.
No. That's who she married.
Oh.
You're right.
You are right. It's Jason Alexander.
Yes.
That's the dude. Right.
Yes.
I forgot. Sam. Yeah. I'm looking at the notes right now.
Yes.
Sam made a surprise visit with her. I guess it wasn't a surprise, but.
I'm trying to save myself now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, June 9th, they tied the knot.
Okay, yes.
So cute.
So do you think they did it on a Thursday like that so that kind of keep
the
suspicion
think so.
Down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's smart.
Well, spoiled because, Jason Alexander.
What a fucker.
One of her ex-husbands came and ruined it. Like, he literally broke into their house essentially and crashed it.
I haven't seen all the clips. Did he actually come into the wedding part or just the prep beforehand?
The wedding hadn't started yet, but they were like, and you could tell people were setting up and everyone was there.
So he didn't ruin it for her. She sounds like she still had a great time.
She still had a wedding, but it was public news that the wedding was happening that day.
Oh, ruined the secrecy of it.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a clip we can watch of his live stream.
Oh, yeah. I want to see some of this.
She's like running around their property, opens a door.
So this is the guy that she married very briefly. Yeah,
55 hours.
Okay, and that was back in 2004.
Mm-hmm. They're getting married. Tell me.
You have to leave.
Hey, where's Brittany at?
You have to leave.
Hey, tell me the truth. Where's Brittany at?
You have to leave.
Brittany! Brittany! No. Brittany had to have a gun.
No.
Hey, Brittany.
They say I have a gun?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my gosh. I know. That's scary.
Hey, where's Brittany at, bro? I'm Jackson Alexander.
Why first is no one, like,
I'm here to crash the wedding, bro. Fuck that.
Laughing with him. So then he goes.
So here's inside scoop, guys, of the bullshit wedding. Jason Alexander.
Oh my What's god, up? The bullshit wedding.
You love roses? Who are you?
Michael.
Michael, that's Michael, guys. It's Jason. First husband, here to crash it.
Whoa.
No, my name's Jason Alexander. Brittany invited me here. Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding because nobody's here but Sam. So where the fuck's the family and where's the... There's Kate right there. Kate! Kate! Come here, Kate!
And they tackled us. Oh, nice. Okay. So he didn't even last a full minute, it looks like.
No. So yeah, he got arrested and he's being charged with what misdemeanor battery, freak. Vandalism, and trespassing, and then they got an emergency restraining order against him.
Wow. Wow.
But that, like, broke it right open. And they're like, oh, literally the whole world knew that Brittany was getting married that day.
Was it at her house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, so people didn't go there. Though. Like, she just wanted to be, like, private that she was getting married on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just weren't displaying that they were getting married that day. But, I mean, there were guests and stuff. It was in their house her house in Thousand Oaks.
What a freak.
I know.
What a jerk. And so I've heard this guy has, like, gone to her conservatorship rallies and stuff, too.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's been, like, supportive of her in the past.
I was going to say, I don't understand what he was trying to do. Is he trying to, like...
I don't know.
Obviously, he's trying to crash the wedding, but is he... against her?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Sounds like he's against Sam.
What a weirdo. You know what's funny though? When I first saw this, I thought it was Jason Alexander, the actor.
Isn't it?
Who is?
No.
Oh, it's not guy. The guy from Seinfeld? Yeah, it's not him?
Was he in Seinfeld?
That's, I never saw I just, him. I just idea. Looked him up. And that.
I know him from Shallow Hal. He has the tail.
Yeah.
And that's not this guy?
No.
No, this guy, that would have been so funny. When I first saw that, though, Jason Alexander crashes this wedding, I was like, honestly, that's what he's up to these days.
So it's not this guy. It's not this Alexander.
No.
Ah, gotcha.
Different. Interesting. Different one.
Yeah. Fucking interesting. Weird. But she ended up getting married nonetheless.
Yeah.
Another thing I thought was interesting is that, well, this was kind of a no-brainer, but her parents were not there.
Mm.
Her sister was not there. And then her brother, from what I've read, was invited but declined to show up.
Interesting.
And her sons were not in attendance either. I guess they decided that it would be better if they didn't go because they were worried it would get, like, too overwhelming or something.
Okay.
But a lot of people were there.
Well, I'm glad her fucking parents weren't there. And Jamie.
Nope.
No need invited. For them to be there.
Yeah, but I guess Jamie was like, kind of like hinting her support because she was liking different Instagram posts and stuff. So,
well, that's nice.
Anyways, though,
a lot of people were there, though. Madonna,
oh, yeah, a lot of people. Madonna,
Selena Gomez,
was there. Yep. Drew Barrymore was
Drew
there.
Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you were there.
You wish you were there?
I wish we were all there.
Yeah, we should have been.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The Sesh crew.
We should have got invited, Brittany.
Come on. We know she knows about us. We know. Brittany, come on the show.
It looked beautiful, though. That venue was very pretty. The pink, all the pink.
Yeah.
Very Brittany. Pretty.
And her dress was so pretty. And it was so funny. She changed at one point into like a black shirt. Like button-up shirt and was wearing a supposedly like a diamond encrusted thong and was like dancing around on the dance floor.
I saw her posted that.
Yeah,
wow,
girl.
That English, good. Really fun. Yep.
She posted that.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to quickly say I am wearing some new merch.
Oh.
The first merch that's coming out for Mile High merch. It's coming back. We're finally relaunching it for all the shows. Sesh is gonna have merch. Mile High, Lights Out.
And Kendall Ray.
And my channel too. And my channel is starting with charity merch. This is going to be available soon. When you see this episode, it won't be out yet, but it will be coming soon. Right, Sydney, what was the launch day?
June 20th.
June 20th, people.
And is that for all?
That's for, all the shows.
Everything will be available. That's right. And this piece we're especially proud of. It turned out so good. Sydney, I'll have you insert a picture of the back as well.
Okay.
Or Crowley will insert it. Sydney will send
Sydney it to
you.
Sydney sent it to
me. Yeah. And 100% of the profit from this collection is going to National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So we're very proud and excited about that. And the design turned out really good. I love how
it's so cute.
It looks so good. We're really happy with it. We have this crew neck available, and then we also have t-shirts. So mark your calendars. It'll be available soon.
Woo! Oh my God, I'm so excited for you guys to see the rest of the designs.
Sydney did an amazing job.
I really think you guys are going to love all the stuff from all the shows. Like, it's some really, really cute, unique stuff.
It is.
We've been working on it for a long fucking time.
We have.
Sydney's like, let's finish up, people.
Right.
Yep. But
it's going to be great.
Super cute.
All right. You guys ready to try some drinks?
Ready.
Are you guys ready to try some drinks?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm a little scared. Up. Dude, the only thing I've eaten all day is coffee and half a donut. Now I'm going to fill myself with random liquids.
Well, at least you're not pregnant, because
not bad.
You should be worried about anyone puking on the table. It's me. Yeah.
True. Maybe you should get like a puke bag, because I don't need you throwing up on our nice, beautiful couch.
I'll throw up on Charlie.
What the fuck? Have some respect.
You probably like that.
Just so you guys know, there's nothing that's going to make you puke.
There's nothing. You don't know that?
Well, I hope not.
Well, it's that weirdness of like when you're expecting. It's like water, the jelly bean. You get milk or something.
It's like the jelly bean challenge.
Yes.
Remember we literally had to run outside and like gag for that?
Yeah. Did we do that here?
Those flavors were at the old place. Nasty.
Disgusting. Oh, the egg one, I literally thought I was going to pass away. Fucking disgusting.
All right, we're going to take an ad break and we will be back.
Yes. So here we are. We have our five different drinks. Kendall's going first, so she's going to guess them. I'm able to see them, and then it'll be switched.
Yes.
So
I can smell one. I'm pretty sure I know what one of them is.
Do you want to take a guess right now, or do you want to wait?
I guess I could. Can I get a bonus for my
You can
super
get six,
smelling?
You get 6 points if you guess the smells right.
Oh, that's a good idea.
6 points.
Well, I mean, you get an extra point
if you
for
get
guessing
the right one before you drink it,
though. I'm going to guess that one of them is pickle juice.
Okay.
Okay, you got 1 point.
So one of them is?
Well, no. Maybe. Sorry.
Maybe. Sorry. Okay, ready?
Okay, one of them is definitely pickle juice. I'm like a pickle fiend these days, so I know it. Okay. All right. Gonna start here. The green.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's scary. The pickle juice.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Is it? Can you guess what brand it is for an extra point?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
An extra point?
Okay, so you get 7 points.
Carly's got all these points she's giving.
I got points in my pocket.
Is it Clausen?
No.
No?
Oh, I thought the drinks were falling.
No. It's not going anywhere.
Maybe I feel like Vlasic's a little more pungent. This is something fresh. Maybe that Grillo's.
No, she can't keep getting. She's
okay. My point's already gone.
Your point's gone. Yeah.
But now I want to know what brand is it?
Boar's Head.
The one that.
Okay.
I suggested.
That's delicious. So I love that you love it.
So delicious.
It honestly,
it's so really good. I could seriously sip on that this whole show.
Looks so. You learn me a Snooki.
When I was a kid, I used to drink the pickle juice out of the jar.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I still do.
Oh, it's just delicious.
I love a good pickle.
So good.
You know what's good for cramps?
Oh, pickle juice.
Really?
Yeah. Like for, well, you know how like but you bananas when you have like a leg cramp or something?
Oh, yeah. Potassium.
The vinegar or the juice, pickle juice also helps a lot with cramping. Oh, yeah. It immediately stops it. Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah. Try it.
They it's should delicious. Just like sell just pickle juice.
No, yeah, they should.
And that one has like carrots and like a lot of herbs and stuff in there.
It looks healthy. Really good. My mouth's like watering.
I know, me too.
Delicious.
And I was like, can I have a sip?
I know. I literally want. Yeah, I do.
Shit is good.
Coming over.
I like how the pickle juice straw is green too.
Did not mean to do that.
Nice delicious.
Yum.
So good.
Just make
so
me
good.
Want like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I was just about to say, it's giving me major Bloody Mary
like
vibes.
Pickle shot.
I love pickle shots. I love a good.
So
when
good.
I'm not pregnant anymore, I want to do a round of pickle shots here on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
oh my
god.
My
reward.
So good.
Okay.
You don't like pickle shots, huh?
Mm-mm.
How?
Sydney,
I don't
know.
Get pickles.
Yeah, Sydney, you literally are like the pickle queen.
I know. I just don't really like the juice. I mean, I could sip it like that, but.
So good.
Mm. I mean, if you catch me in the right moment.
I'm going to start bringing pickle juice on every show because this is amazing.
Do you guys know where the best pickle shots are from in Denver?
Yeah, what's that place called?
Retro Room.
Oh,
I was going to say, so Retro Room has the best pickle
shots. Have you had their scorpion pickle shots?
No.
Does it have a bug in it?
Yeah, they have scorpions in them.
Okay, I'm going to have to pass.
They have like peppercini ones. No, they have a lot of infused.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All right, here next we go.
Next
number
six.
Blue.
Wait, do you want to
number
go
two?
Number blue.
Something's coming out of this straw. Maybe I should do this one next.
Yeah.
Because it's like ejecting itself. Okay, we're going to do red. Here we go.
Oh, do a straw.
This is Diet Coke. We're like Coke Zero.
Okay.
No?
No, you're allowed to guess.
I was going to say, should we tell her at the very end?
I think we can go through each one.
Okay.
So you think Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Regular Coke.
That's regular Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Original taste, it says.
Really?
Original.
Yeah, that looks good, too. You're making these drinks look good.
Maybe what? Pickle flavors throwing
I'm like
me
really
off.
Having a satisfying time watching you drink these.
Yeah.
Like, yes. It's very ASMR.
It is. Honestly, I like the setup of the box too.
Yeah, it's good shit.
It is
okay,
good
so
shit.
I've got what, 2 points?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, did you get this? Oh, I guess
I got the scent.
You did.
Yep. The scent bonus.
All right. Scent bonus and pickles.
Here we go with number two. Or number three.
Number blue.
I kind of like that. What is that?
Would it be?
I definitely know what that is.
Yeah.
But why can't I think of the name?
Sorry. Don't.
Shut up, Sid.
What is that?
Oh my God, what is that?
Oh, that's tomato soup. Or
don't maybe.
Say I say anything.
The Mary mix.
Tomato soup.
It's got to be like V8. Just plain V8?
Plain V8? There you go.
That's your final answer?
Final answer is plain V8.
Spicy
V8.
Spicy V8.
Spicy
this
V8.
Would be good next to V8. Like,
I was going to say, honestly,
you should do like a sip,
hit
a sip.
Dude, hit them at the same time. Hit them at the same time.
Yeah, hit those at the same time.
It's like a virgin Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
I mean, that's so good.
Oh, it is. Oh,
that sounds so good.
This is delicious. And then hit it with a little Coke after.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Hell
this
yeah.
Is excellent.
Yeah.
Number four. Is it going to be nasty?
Is it going to be nasty? You tell me.
All right, go for it.
That one's not bad.
That one's not bad, folks. What is that?
Like some type of juice.
Wait.
Why is it so funny to watch people do this?
I know that flavor. Or do I? What is that?
You got this. That's so many different combinations.
I know. Does she like that? Does anyone know if that's something
I don't know.
It's like not sweet enough to be like Capri Sun or something.
Oh God, I love Capri Suns.
But it's kind of bland. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm gonna guess vitamin water. Of like an orange flavored vitamin water. Final guess.
Nope.
What is it?
It is vitamin water.
It is vitamin water.
Vitamin water.
Should you get like half a point for that?
See, honestly, yeah, that's pretty impressive that you got vitamin water.
Yeah, you got half a point, but it's the blueberry pomegranate.
It's triple X.
That one.
Triple X.
Yeah. Oh, the triple X.
Yep.
I do know that one.
Good job.
Now I can taste that.
Half point.
We have 3.5.
These aren't bad.
All right.
I thought I was going to be like sipping up some mustard or like mayo or something gross.
Well, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to.
Ew, mayo.
Thank you. Too nasty to you.
Thank you.
Too nasty
Thank
to you.
Be nasty to Janelle.
Nice. Fuck me. Yeah, mine's going to be like crazy shit.
Okay. Here right, is the final one.
I'm curious.
Ew.
Really?
Interesting.
That's thick. It's sticky?
It's thick.
Thick. Thicky, thicky. What is that?
I thought you would have liked that one.
Really?
Actually, maybe. I don't really know.
Cindy. Giving her clues.
He's not going to know.
Is it gross or is it good?
It's thick. It's not like gross, but it's not like I would want to sip on that.
Is it sweet or is it savory?
It's sweet. It's like citrusy, getting like orange flavor something. This is hard. We don't realize how much we use our eyes.
Yeah,
to taste.
I was going to say, I feel like it's way harder than it looks.
This is pretty thick.
I don't want to look at you because I don't want to like talk to you with my eyes.
Is it maybe like the juice inside of like a fruit cup?
Huh? Oh, I know what you mean. Like the sugar water.
Yeah. Like inside a bowl of a cup.
It almost tastes like a thing of mandarin oranges, like the juice. Mm. I'm guessing it's not that though.
Mm.
One more sip. Yeah, that would be like my best guess because it's pretty thick.
Or mandarin juice.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Mango what was it? Pulp or mango nectar.
Nectar.
Like mango Gina. Nectar. So it is some type of fruity.
Yeah.
Thick situation.
Gina. It's Gina brand.
It's, yep.
That was fun.
Hell yeah.
I like doing that. We have to play this again.
Good job.
I want more pickle juice.
So good. The pickle juice is so good.
It's like punch to the.
The pickle juice? Yeah, it's
yeah. I gotta try those. I've never tried the Boar's Head pickles.
Well, you can reach into the jar and grab a pickle if you want.
Yeah, you can flip it around now. Take a look, Ski.
Wow.
Yay.
This was so fun. I like this game. I want to play it again.
Yeah, we could easily like play it a bunch of times.
We could also do like
baby foods.
Ooh.
Ooh, guess baby the food baby taste. Food? That'd be fun. We got to do that.
Yeah, we need to do that.
I think we should play like some of the baby shower games here sometime.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know which one is my least favorite? Is the one where you guess the poop.
Oh, the chocolate?
The chocolate thing? I hate that one so much.
I've never actually played it.
Yeah, I've never played it either. It looks really fun.
Ew.
Taste the Boar's Head pick for us.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's see it.
Sydney's desk. She's like pacing in the
Come on.
Come on up front. She's literally pacing.
Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Fuck, I want one.
Damn,
I drink a lot of that juice.
Yeah, you did. You really got it.
Yeah, you guys have been enjoying our pickle chats.
Yeah, you guys like have a lot of opinions about pickles too, which I'm glad that we have some people with the same passions as us.
Do we make pickle merch?
Pickle passion.
Pickle passion. I mean, we're all hardcore pickle lovers.
I'm missing out. Somebody give me a pickle.
Oh, shit. We're fucking throwing you.
I know. It's going to help in my mouth.
Slide in. Come get one. I guess animals will be okay for a sec.
I'm not tied over here, huh?
It's funny. People keep commenting like, we want Carly and Sydney to sit over here. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys, what? We can't train Charlie to do cameras.
No, you will not know how to do that.
There's a reason there's a producer desk.
Mm-hmm.
But
Carly has to press the buttons to make the cameras go. They're not all going in at once.
Yum.
What do you think?
So good.
Better than Grillo.
They're kind of spicy. Almost.
These are up there with Clausen's for me.
These are really good, though.
Very.
See?
Ooh, this is delicious.
Sydney knows her picks.
I've got them at Total Wine randomly once. And then.
Dude, since we're talking about pickles, can we just, I think we've told this story before, but the time that Sydney was drunk at 4 a.m. and dropped a whole jar of pickles on the ground.
Were you there? Break?
No, he just told me about it.
When was this then again?
I think that was the night you guys left. Sorry, I'm in.
We were with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was our girls' night, the four of us, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And because we ate all the pickles in the jar.
Yeah,
and
we did.
That's when I showered twice.
Showered twice and then dropped pickles.
The glass went everywhere. Like,
I can't even imagine.
Dude. Then you had and to clean drunk, up you're drunk. Probably like, fuck, what am I
doing? Oh, I sat on the ground and I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I literally.
Oh my brutal. Gosh. It's so funny.
Were you trying to eat the pickles in the shower?
No.
Oh.
No, I just like.
That was a fun night.
We got to recreate that.
I know.
That was really fun. Did you know that place isn't there?
I haven't done anything fun since I've been pregnant.
What is that? That place we went to eat Kendall isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Gone. No, it's gone.
Yeah, we went to, it was like called like Lola's. Lola.
Oh, yeah. So it was so good.
We went to the speakeasy and we ended our night at Trax. That was fun.
It was fun.
Good night.
You know that Trax does on Friday nights, they do skating, like rollerblading.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. And I can't imagine doing that drunk would be good for me. But
me either. But
I will go for the entertainment.
I used to be into rollerblading when I was young.
Really?
Oh, shame.
I never learned. I was a
whippersnapper. Well, yeah. I don't think I could do it now. I'd break a bone.
No, could you do like the crossover on the turns, you know? Like cross your feet over when you're turning?
Oh, back then? Yeah. Yeah, I used to be able to do things like that.
Can you? Like, were you a roller skater with the four wheels, like the
or roller blader,
like a square, or the one in the line?
She did the quads.
Oh yeah, right? I did the.
Yeah, I wasn't cool enough for either of those.
Wait,
no, the quads,
the four wheels.
Yeah,
but they all the have
ones
four,
that guys. Are, they like, all have four wheels.
I know. I'm not talking about the ones that are all not rollerblading that are all in a line.
No, that's too much balance.
Roller like skates. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like quads. I'm pretty sure mine were like a Barbie set.
Yeah.
Oh that's cute.
I used like to snap go your to, like, feet like, in.
Go over to my friend's house.
Oh, you didn't go to Skate City? Did you guys have Skate cities in
Denver? Yeah, dude, I sucked ass at Skate City.
I loved Skate City.
I was so bad at it. Same, I was just holding Janelle. The rail and like cry the whole time.
Me too. I hated going with friends.
I was like, come on. I was like, I can't.
Okay, should we try your turn?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
Okay,
let's
sweet.
Go. Let's
we'll get
go.
Set up and we'll be right back. All right, Janelle's up.
Woo! Okay.
Pick your poison.
I'm going to start over here. Is that okay?
Yep.
Number one.
Hit it.
I don't have any smell like. Yeah, it doesn't smell like anything to me, so I don't think.
No smell points?
No, no smell points.
Because they're all. Yeah, never mind. They're all ranch dressing.
All every single one.
Okay, here we go. Tastes like fucking water.
Ew.
Tastes like watered down cough syrup.
Watered down cough
literally tastes like DayQuil. It's nasty. What the hell did you give me? Mm-hmm. Is it some type of vitamin? No.
Sometimes you need several sips to really get it.
Really think about it.
This is way harder than I thought it would be.
Isn't it? We rely a lot on our vision. ASMR, baby.
What do you taste? Like, what flavors?
Cough syrup. But it's, like, really watered down. But it has hardly any flavor. Like, a cherry or something.
Hmm. Watered down NyQuil.
I'm looking at it. I don't know. Is it some type of... like flavored water? Okay, but you can't tell me. I'm gonna guess it's dude, I have no fucking idea. I've never tasted something so bland that's not water. It's not water. It literally tastes like watered down cough syrup. Okay, I'm guessing that it is some type of vitamin water.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Tell me what it is.
You're close. It's a flavored water.
It's a flavored water.
Can you guess the flavored water brand for half a point?
Yes.
Trying to think of my flavored waters. I don't know many of them.
Remember how into Propel your dad was?
Yes, good.
It is Hint.
Yep.
Because it's got like hardly anything.
It's got a hint. Does your dad still like go after Propel hardcore?
No, not anymore. But he was into Propel.
He was the Propel man.
Oh my God, I know.
I remember
that. I thought Propel was gross.
I like the lemon one. The lemon one was good.
Yeah, what happened to Propel? Did she die off?
I don't know. I've never seen her in a long time.
Okay, that is Hint. And I'm going to guess Cherry Hint for half a point. It is?
It's Cherry Hint.
Gross. Not a fan.
I've never had that.
Number two. Ugh, I drank too much. That was nasty.
I didn't say you've like finished the bottle.
I finished the bottle.
No, you said it looked. No, you drank a lot of it.
Did some damage.
Ew! I really fucking hate that.
I'm surprised.
It has chia seeds in it. It's one of those like. Chia snack things, like those like go-go squeeze things, but with chia seeds,
like the chia overnight oats. Is that what you're thinking?
No, like there's like it's like a purple thing.
a purple thing.
My nose doesn't work, you guys. I can't smell fucking anything.
Uh-oh.
You cut seeds on your face.
A chia seed drink. That's all I have. I don't know the brand. You're chia seed drink.
So close. Mama Chia.
Yeah, that's the purple one.
Yep.
You don't like the purple package.
So I say she gets the point.
Yeah, I think you got the point.
I know exactly what it is. I just didn't know the name. It's purple, has chia seeds. It's like a go-go squeeze type of vibe.
Do you like it?
No. I don't like chia seeds very much, unfortunately. They kind of give me the ick.
Low key, I bought that for me.
Okay, do you want it?
Speaking of TikTok trends, there's been this trend lately where people get like some type of Starbucks tea and like put a shit ton of lemon in it and then a bunch of chia seeds and then you shake it up and you drink it really fast. And
it's supposed to make you poop or something?
Yeah, it helps with constipation.
We should try that on this.
Chia's got lots of fiber.
That's right. That's right.
I just don't like the texture of them. The fact that they like get all jelly kind of.
Oh, I love the goopiness. I love a good goop.
It kind of freaks me out. I love a good never say the word goopy again because that was enough to have once in my life.
Goopy. That's done.
Okay, number three. Oh, this is really good.
I bet.
It tastes like
yum.
It tastes like sweet condensed milk, but it's like watered down. It's really good.
Oh, it's nasty.
I know, it's really gross watching you drink it.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree. I mean, I would like it.
My stomach.
I'm over here still drinking pickle. It just looks weird.
Yeah, you're drinking the pickle jar.
It's got to be, it's either like vanilla flavored milk. No, it's sweetened condensed milk. I know that flavor. Kind of really sweet though. Now that I'm drinking more of it, I'm a little bit gagged. Okay, it's sweetened condensed milk drink. That's my final answer.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Okay, tell me what it is.
Sweet cream creamer.
The stuff we have in our fridge all the time.
Really?
It's that Natural Bliss.
The Natural Bliss one, yep.
I think I like her.
It's very good.
I feel like it would taste like melted ice cream.
It does.
This is the best creamer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the natural one? Yeah, the other natural stuff bliss. Is sketch.
Yeah, we only sure have not that we only natural, have the but... original one in the fridge, so I had to get more.
Good.
I like
good.
It.
I like this flavor better. I don't like the vanilla one that we have in the fridge.
No, me either. This sweet is the best.
Cream. Sweet cream? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It tastes like sweetened condensed milk. Oh, should have known it was a creamer. All right.
Pretty good.
That was
pretty
really good. Good. All right. Next one. That's disgusting. I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Sock water.
Sock water? Ew. What's wrong with you? This is so nasty. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. I freaking hate that. Ugh.
Dude, after that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that stuff has no business being.
Is it coconut
disgusting.
Water?
Yes. Why is coconut water so gross?
I know. I love it.
I get it all the time thinking, I'm going to like that because I love
I
coconut.
Want to like
every
it.
Time.
And it's like, bleh.
Yeah. It is not good.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's not good for you. I'm like, I don't care.
It's so
it is very
good
for you. I love to down it because it is good for
it's
you.
It's really good for
the
you.
The pineapple, well, the one with pineapple is
but
really good.
But the thing that's so weird is like fresh coconut. Like when I was in Costa Rica, one day they brought us a bunch of coconuts and like cut them right up. Like cut the top off and stuck a straw in it. It was delicious.
That's good.
This is just like.
That's like
sock juice or whatever you said. Liquid sock juice.
Sock water.
Sock water.
Not a fan. Okay, coconut water.
Okay, good.
Coconut water and coconut milk are different things.
Yeah, coconut milk is good. Coconut
delicious.
Water is gross. Not a fan. It doesn't even taste coconutty.
No.
It tastes like socks. Mm-mm. All right, and last but not least.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, delicious.
You're going to get that one.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. I thought you didn't like Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper.
She's Dr. Pepper.
Oh, damn it.
Dr. Pepper's my second behind Barks Root Beer.
Love Dr. Pepper. Haven't had her in so long.
So good.
A little sweet.
It's so good.
That one tastes like cough syrup,
that
I think.
So good.
Really
bubbly,
though.
Why is it spicy? Yay!
That was fun.
That was really fun. Hold on. I gotta look. Oh, look how cute. Ew, I'm drinking it right out of this?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
How long do you use that? I'm like back washing it up.
But I guess we have to show what it is, too.
True. Oh, I didn't know the Mama Chia came in like a full-on drink. See,
that's gonna have to be Janelle's creamer only.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're in a pandemic, y'all. Yeah, that is Janelle's creamer now.
My fucking creamer.
It's going in your office. Like
yeah, put like a giant Sharpie. Janelle only.
Oh my
contaminated.
God.
People are like, what the hell?
Oh.
Sorry. Welcome to the sesh.
That hurt. The hint was gross. Mama Chia was gross. Natural Bliss, delicious. Coconut water, gross. Dr. Pepper, excellent.
Mm.
Yay!
That was pretty good.
That was really fun.
That what? Right? I want to do another round.
So fun! I was really into that.
I saw one a TikTok where it was like this guy was trying beers, different beers.
Ooh.
And yeah, that was very interesting.
Oh, you know what else I want to do when you're not pregs is buy a bunch of like celebrities' liquor and like just rate them.
I would
and, like,
love
that's try a good them. Idea
because everyone and their mom makes some type of liquor. I
you know
like.
Who makes good shit?
What?
Kenny Chesney.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Remember his, we all drank it that
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, his cream rum. Remember? That like we blue made, bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of good shit.
Oh.
Yep.
Hey, Chesney. Who else has got alcohol?
They have, oh, like everyone
Kylie
has
Kylie Jenner
something.
Has her tequila.
Oh, yeah.
818.
No, Kendall. That's Kendall.
Oh. Yeah.
The 808.
818.
And then, or 818, whatever.
There
are so many people who have like Diddy. Bourbons.
Diddy's got, he
Snoop has
the Rock,
his own
right?
wine.
Isn't Pitbull?
Oh, yeah. Probably. Oh.
Like
Mr. Worldwide.
Like a, Mr.
He's got to have some.
Has something.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure like Jay-Z
juice.
Has something.
Rock juice.
Yeah, there's tons of celebrity
that would be
liquors
fun,
out there.
Fun little game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we could rate them. Mm-hmm.
We could do this with the liquors and like have a list of like what is an option, trying to match them
that's
up.
That's a good idea.
That sounds like death.
Then we're going to
get crazy
out
by real
3
quick.
Yeah, that'd be so.
Oh my gosh. Oh my I can't God. Even imagine after I like have gone so long without alcohol, my first time drinking is going to be.
Yeah.
Like
I think your first time consuming the greens is going to be real interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And but I'm excited for it.
Nice tolerance break for me.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, before we go, I wanted to say next week Janelle's going to be in Florida, so yeah. Josh is going to be filling in.
That's right.
And we are going to do some advice.
Yeah.
So the advice form is open, as always.
You guys doing a Google form?
Yep. Probably the same one that we have already going. So you might pull some from there that you guys have already submitted. But if you would like to possibly be selected for us to ponder your situation, give you some advice, it'll be a real good time. We'll miss Janelle, but it'll be fun.
Oh, you guys, that'll be really cool. I'm excited to watch it. I've never missed a sesh, so I'm like already having FOMO, not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, it's your first one. You're not gonna
I'm sad. I'm having
a
FOMO.
I have FOMO when I miss too.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is the fun time of the
it
week.
It is the fun time of the week. I like that we film on Mondays.
Me too.
We start off the week lit.
And it was fun to do this because I actually have to go film a video, which I love recording for my channel. But this next video it's gonna be hard. I'm glad I'm doing it, but it's a really difficult one. It's a family involved case, very intense. So
really
it's kind of nice to start my day with this and have a few laughs, and then I'm going to go do that.
Yep. Yeah. This was really fun.
This was. Thanks for hanging out, guys, as
thanks
always.
Thanks for hanging out with
this
us.
This was a blast.
If you have a second, please go and download our show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
That's right.
It really, 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 really helps us, and you can watch the show on Spotify, too. Mm. Just saying, throwing it out there.
And maybe go grab yourself a jar of pickles and sip a sippy sippy.
Okay. Sippy.
So good.
Dude, the pickle juice is so fucking good. Mm. I'm craving that again.
I'm going to drink this whole jar.
Oh, wonder what all these taste like together.
Should
what
we try it?
What if we mixed all of them together and drank
ew.
It?
I'll grab
maybe
a
next time. Maybe next time. Okay, fine. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We love you all, and we'll see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.